Willie Moore was 27 when he was convicted of larceny and breaking and entering. He paid a big price. There was prison time, 2 years. And he says he's still paying the price for it since his release more than 25 years ago.
I had turned in resumes and stuff of that nature, but when it comes to the question about have you been convicted, I want to be honest when it comes to answering that question. So when I answer that question truthfully, then it's like I don't hear nothing else from him no more.
He's been able to land a few jobs, but nothing steady. Moore would like that to change. That's why he attended a seminar Tuesday to learn how he can clear his criminal record. The seminar attracted about 200 residents of the Charlotte Housing Authority. They had lots of questions.
In order for me to get my record expunged, can I file it in Mecklenburg if it didn't happen in Mecklenburg?
You're going to have to go to the county where the record actually exists.
Okay.
That's legal aid Cindy Patton, the keynote speaker at the expungement seminar. State laws differ, but in North Carolina, low-level nonviolent felonies or misdemeanors can be expunged after 15 years. It's a process that takes about 8 months to complete and can cost roughly $200. But Moore left the seminar feeling optimistic.
I made a mistake, and I feel though now I have learned and I have paid my debt to society. And I feel though now, you know, I would at least like the opportunity, a chance to give back to society and also to prove that I have turned around and changed my life around and have bettered myself.
But not everyone left so hopeful. Fernella White served a 30-day sentence more than 15 years ago when she was a teenager. Fernella was convicted of a misdemeanor assault charge in an incident that involved a weapon. Even though it was a misdemeanor conviction, she can't get her record expunged because it's classified as a violent crime.
I kind of understand, you know, why I haven't been able to have it expunged because it's an assault charge. But, you know, due to 15 years, you know, that's not who I am. So I don't understand why I'm not able to have another chance, you know, with something that happened so many years ago.
Fernella White is 33 and works at Bojangles. She wants to have an opportunity to give her family a better future.
With mouths to feed, children, a stupid mistake that was made years before even thinking about having children, and now they have to suffer because of one dumb mistake that I made.
White says she's thought about pursuing more education and becoming a nurse, but she figures it would be a waste of time. No one would give her a chance. If that's true, there are a lot of people like her. The North Carolina Justice Center estimates North Carolina has more than 1.6 million residents who have a criminal record. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.